ASU alum Matt Berry has just called in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. You can see him on ESPN SportsCenter AM. And we play the fight song for him because he is here today to answer a series of questions, which are, how do you go 2-0 and end up 2-2? Where's David Johnson on 3rd-and-2? And what's going on with the local teams? Matt Berry, go. You get 1 minute rant on any Phoenix topic that drove you crazy this last weekend. And oh, by the way, the Diamondbacks were eliminated this last weekend too.
Yeah, look, it's not, first of all, good morning, gentlemen. Not the greatest weekend to be a Phoenix area sports fan. But my biggest thing is I am stunned at how non-competitive the Arizona Cardinals are. Absolutely stunned. It makes you appreciate Bruce Arians. It makes you appreciate even Carson Palmer with what he was able to do. I'm just absolutely in shock that this team, you could probably argue, is probably bottom three in the league. And with what we had coming back, what the Cardinals had coming back, you had a momentum from the draft and Josh Rosen. You've got David Johnson healthy from injury. David Johnson, when used properly, is a top five player in the league. And the fact that he hasn't been integrated into this offense to be a top five player of the league, to me, is inexcusable. We've seen Mike McCoy do it before with Phillip Rivers and the Chargers when they were one of the best offenses in the league. I don't know that that's where the problem starts and stops. Mm-hmm. There certainly needs to be something done there with the Cardinals. That's my rant on the Cardinals. Get better. It's kind of embarrassing.
Man, what about – oh, go ahead.
I was going to switch to Arizona State, but I'll feel free. I'll go on the Cardinals for a minute.
No, absolutely. I was going to follow up and saying your thoughts on Josh Rosen and what you're seeing out of Josh Rosen on that one possession.
Look, you had to go to the second Sam Bradford and the Cardinals combined for 6 points and 350 yards the first 2 weeks of the season. A change needed to be made. I'm always one of those people that believe, okay, are you a playoff team with your rookie quarterback on the bench? Are you a playoff roster with a veteran quarterback? If you are, you keep the rookie on the sidelines, let him learn, watch, develop. If you're not, which the Cardinals clearly aren't, you start the Josh Rosen era now. Because, guys, what have we seen throughout the league over the first couple of weeks? We've seen that when Baker Mayfield got his opportunity, led his team to a victory. We saw Josh Allen look really, really good last week when he got his opportunity to start. Sam Darnold has been up and down, but at least we've seen some glimpses out of him. For me, Josh Rosen, I thought going into the draft was the most pro-ready than some of the other guys. We're going to see it this week if he can jumpstart this offense. There's just too many weapons on that side of the ball to be this inexcusably bad.
Matt Berry joining Doug and Wolf, SportsCenter AM host. And Matt, I'm wondering, you need to, you're representing an entire state when you're on the East Coast with all of the ESPN employees. And here was the last week. The last week was three straight games at Chase Field in which it's packed with Cubs fans. Then a 50-50 sellout between Bears and Cardinals fans in which Khalil Mack actually asked for more crowd noise and Larry Fitzgerald called it a road game. And then last night, you could not see a red hat in a sea of blue at Chase Field against the Dodgers. As you represent all of Arizona at ESPN, how many times do you get bombarded with the word bandwagon town or not a real sports town? How often are you defending Phoenix?
You know what it is? It's the fact that it doesn't come up until the team start winning, because people understand that it's not getting the reputation nationally as a tried and true sports town. Because to your point, most of the time, like growing up in Scottsdale, I remember when the Cardinals played at Sun Devil Stadium, you'd go to a game there, and it was more of the visit. The Cowboys, that was a home game for Jerry Jones and the Cowboys growing up. And so it's kind of been that way forever because of the town where people move because of the weather. And then when the Cardinals were winning, when they were in that heyday with Kurt Warner, it flipped over. Diamondbacks, when they were winning, it flipped over. But the second teams stop winning, I say this a lot about Atlanta. I mean, you look at Atlanta, even though they've got teams that can win, you can watch when the Atlanta Braves are in a playoff game, that place will be half full. Mm-hmm. And so it just takes time for, and winning in Arizona, it takes interest in the product for people to come out. And sometimes I think that's embarrassing, and sometimes it's almost justified because it's like, look, you're not going to put a winning product on the field the teams that are coming in, the players, other teams know that they have an opportunity to get tickets. Good for them for taking advantage of that. It's up to Arizona teams to stop it.
So, Matt, what about Herm Edwards? How do you feel about the Herm Edwards hire right now?
Okay, so through two games, it was the greatest hire in the country. He was getting all kinds of national attention, and everybody was talking about how great the Herm hire was. And I'm going to be on that thing until he decides he doesn't want to coach anymore. If Arizona State fans step back and look at where the program is, you win a game against UTSA, which obviously you should have. You go and win a game against Michigan State, which surprised a lot of people. You then go on the road and lose a game you shouldn't. And so that's the one game for me that stands out as probably the one that there needed to be a different outcome, because you probably shouldn't go on the road and lose San Diego State without their starting quarterback. But if you look a little bit closer, you see that they've been competitive and taken every game into the fourth quarter. They're not getting blown out. They're not being overmatched. They're playing football. I knew Herm was going to do this. He told me he was going to run the ball and play defense. He was going to keep the team in the game, running the ball, picking the spots where they can take advantage of certain matchups, and they've done that.
We have I'm sorry, Matt. We have a tweet from a fellow ASU alum that you need to hear about that's straight from France. And it is, I just played with Tiger today, and it is the best I've ever seen him swing the club. It's on plane and solid. I'm going to be asking for a shot on Thanksgiving. I doubt I'll get it. From Phil Mickelson, since you are a major player in covering golf for ESPN, give us your Tiger Ryder prediction.
My Tiger Ryder prediction is my Tiger golf prediction for the year. Greatest comeback story in sports maybe ever. And you get him over there with the rest of the Americans and guys like Phil and some of these younger players like Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth and Dustin Johnson. This team's going in with that kind of American swagger into play, something they've won over there in 25 years. Golf just feels good again. And they tried to do it without Tiger, and they couldn't. The fact that he is, in fact, back and they're going over there to the Ryder Cup coming off a win. I love the time change for me on the East Coast because I'm at work early in the morning. It won't disrupt my football dysfunction. And so to get golf Ryder Cup with that kind of momentum, I think it's going to be one of the great watches of the weekend, especially with what Tiger just did.
Hey, Matt, thanks, man. Great talking to you. We'll see you down the road, maybe.
Let's win something this weekend. What's going on? Like, is what Arizona sports can win this weekend? We've got Oregon State. Lock, win.
Yeah, that's one.
who do the Cardinals have?
Cardinals are at home against the Seahawks.
Oh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
50-50.
That's right. Hold on to your butt. Thanks, Matt. Yeah, appreciate it, man.
There's... All right, guys.